has conceived to try to get people to believe upon God and try to get them to heaven. I wouldn't trade the old time way for any of them, because I know what happens and how it works in the old time way. And this new stuff, I don't believe is getting our people saved. I believe it's just getting their names on the church book. And that's about all it's doing. And it takes more than just having your name on the church book. You got to be one of His tonight. In the book of John is where we're reading from this evening. And I need your prayers. And certainly we want to make mention that we said all those folks that are on vacation, some of them traveling back. Wayne and Checky, I think, will be traveling back soon. I think they're going to be gone for a couple weeks. And Beck and Tiff and my sister and Kyle will be driving back on Friday sometime. Others, Sister Edwina was telling me on Sunday that she was going down to, Ted was coming up to get her, I think, on yesterday, and was going to take her down and bring her back next week. So be much in prayer for them and all these people as we go into a busy weekend again. But in the book of John, the 10th chapter, if you've got your Bibles and would like to open there to this chapter, a lot of good verses that we have heard and read and recited over the years from this 10th chapter. But we will go down to the 19th verse and start reading there, down through and including the 29th verse tonight. If you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, in the 19th verse he says, "There was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, 'He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him?' Others said, 'These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?' And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, 'How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.' Jesus answered them, 'I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.'" Then verse 30, if I can read that. "I and my Father are one." Amen. And stop reading over that 30th verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. I'd like to use for a text for a few minutes of time. I'm in the sheepfold. I'm in the sheepfold. Jesus got in trouble here again with the Jews because he told them in the earlier part of this chapter, in the 14th verse, he says, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine." And he said that he loved his sheep so much that he said, "I will lay down my life for my sheep." And he said, "I have the power to lay my life down and I have the power to raise it back up." And they had a problem that he would say all these things about he being the shepherd, if you'll have it tonight, and all of these sheep. And he said, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they shall not follow." And tonight I'd like to, as I said, use that for a text. I'm in the sheepfold, because in order to be in the sheepfold, you have to know God. You have to know Jesus. And I like what he said there, that whenever people start talking to you about eternal life and about eternal security of the soul, take them to verse 28 when he says, "And I give unto them eternal life." He didn't just give it to us for a little while we're here, or give us eternal life and then we could lose it. But he gave us eternal life for eternity. We're not just going to have it for a little while. And if it was possible for us to lose it, we would have already lost it. Everything in this world that you have, somebody can take it away from you. And if nobody is big enough or powerful enough, if the government wants it, they can take it away from you. Everything you've got, Somebody can take it away from you, or when you leave here, you're going to leave it to somebody else. I was talking with a man this week, and he was telling me a sad situation about some in his family, that one of his family members is dying, and two of the kids, the four of them, is already fighting, won't even speak to each other about what's being left behind. And I was telling Villa about that, and I think it's so sad that even upon their deathbed, the kids turn against each other for what little mom and dad is leaving behind, fighting over a dollar, acting like they're going to live forever in this world. And you've heard me say it many times over the years. When we leave here, we're leaving everything we own to somebody else. They'll come in and they'll pick apart what they want, what they don't want. We'll end up in a yard sale. Or it'll end up at the Goodwill. But I'm glad I've got something down on the inside that nobody can take care of. God took care of that part. And I'm in the sheepfold tonight because the shepherd laid down his life so that I could have life and not just have any life. He says earlier in the verse of 10 that the thief come but for steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Because I'm in the sheepfold, I have an abundant life. People say, well, what have you got to brag on? I've told you, I'm saved. I've got more in my salvation than most people in this world will ever have. Because I've got peace of mind, I've got joy, I've got the comfort of knowing that I'm in the sheepfold and that there is not enough devils in hell to pull me out of the Master's strong hand. And he said, even this, he said, I am able to hold all that the Father gave me, but my Father is greater than I am. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We ought to rejoice tonight that we're in the sheepfold, that we are not just here for a little while and then we have to be turned out to pasture or led a different way. But once in the sheepfold, we are there for all eternity. And we, as God's people, that we ought to be able to rejoice in knowing that it was not for us to be in the sheepfold. We were strangers to the sheepfold. But because the Jews rejected Christ, He adopted us in by His great plan and made us partakers to be able to stand up and say that I'm in the sheepfold of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another exciting part of being in the sheepfold is how much that God loved us, that He laid down His life for us, but also that He left the 99 and come looking for you and me when we was lost and undone and didn't have any hope. We was out there amongst the demons and amongst the devils. People say to me, and Kenny, I believe this with all my heart. People say, is there still demons and devils in this world in which we live in? Look at some of your people and look at some of mine. Look at the world the way it's acting. That's not natural for people to act the way that they do. For moms to kill their own children, for dads to kill their children, and for husbands and wives to treat each other the way they do, and for kids to treat parents the way they do. Sometimes, and I gave you that example, they don't even wait till you're dead. That's not natural. The devil is working on all facets of people's lives in this world. And he has got their minds vexed. I know that's an old a Bible term, but he's got their minds vexed because he doesn't want anything good to happen to them. He's only there to destroy and to kill. But I'm in a sheepfold where the Master cares for us. And I've said this many times over the years. How many of you remember when he come and left the 99 and come looking for you and carried you back into the sheepfold? And what a joyous occasion it was to be able to be put in a place where there's security, where you're not always having to look around and wonder about your future and about your life. Folks, we got loved ones that's outside of the sheepfold, that there are wolves, if you'll have it, the devils that's out there just waiting at any time to pounce upon them and to take their lives away from them. The devil likes nothing more than to drag another soul down to hell and destruction. But I'm in the sheepfold tonight. People say, I worry about what the devil. I don't worry about what the devil can do to me, because all that he can do is destroy this body. He cannot get to my soul because that is eternally sealed up, taken care of, that I don't have to worry about losing that. And the Bible says here that in order for us to be in the sheepfold, that we first must believe that He is the shepherd. We must believe that He is God's Son and that He is able to take care of us tonight. There's a lot of things I worry about, but one thing I don't worry about is God big enough to take care of all the problems that we face in this life. And the answer is that to that question, yes, He is, Sister Ruby. If He wasn't able to take care of it all, we would still be looking for a God that could. But how many of you tonight in a witness on a Wednesday night can testify that God is big enough as our shepherd to take care of everything that we come up against? That when the wolf comes, you remember the shepherd, he had a staff and a crook, a rod if you'll have it, and he had those with him, and sometimes he would use that staff to gently lead us to where he wants us to go. Other times when we got in trouble, he would use it to help get us out of trouble. But when the enemy would come, I'm glad he's got a rod that he can chase off the enemy that comes to do nothing to you and to I but to try to harm us today. And he's working good, is he not? The enemy is working good to try to tear us down and destroy us. Sister Villa said to me tonight, and I don't mean to get into all this, but she said that, you know, that we don't know what's next. From one day to the next, we don't know what's going to happen to us. And we, none of us do. But I'm in the sheepfold, and I know this, that if I never see tomorrow, that I am going to be able to change place from this life to a life in heaven above. And Jesus said in a previous verse in the same chapter, He said, then on that day there shall be one shepherd and one sheepfold. And folks, we've got brothers and sisters, I know sometimes it's hard to believe, but we got brothers and sisters of other denominations, and people say, Pastor, you really don't believe that. The Bible says, it doesn't say what denomination are you determines whether you're saved or not. It says, if you believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Amen. And He said, this promise is unto you and unto your children, even to as many as are far off that shall call upon the Lord. Folks, He'll save them all. And we've got folks from different parts of the country and different parts of the world. We've got a host of family that's going to be on that day. We'll not have little under-shepherds anymore. And that ought to make the churches happy. There'll be no more pastors. And can I put this in and I'll move on? Larry, say amen. And somebody say amen for Brother Larry when I get to this point. Is that on that day, folks, sometimes these little under-shepherds think they are the shepherds. And they think they're the boss. I am not the boss. God is the boss. He's the shepherd. He's the one who gave His life. I'm just happy to be in the sheepfold today. And it doesn't matter where He wants me to work. Just let me work because I'm in God's great big sheepfold. It's not us. It's Him today. And I know Larry say amen today, wouldn't he, Jim? It's these under-shepherds. I realize my time is short. I realize that God can take me out and put somebody else in and not miss a lick. And people say, you think God can do that? My days are going to expire. Soon, if not very soon, I'm going to reach a boundary that I cannot surpass. People say, don't you worry about that. I worry about leaving my family behind. I worry about all the things I'll miss. But I don't worry about where I'm going to be at. Because I'm in the sheepfold. I'm in the sheepfold. I come to preach to a Wednesday night group that excite us just to be part of the family of God. Folks, the Bible says, and I know I've shared this with you before, my grandfather and them used to preach, and they would, in the old time churches, and they would preach that God is not a respecter of person, and that is scripture, and that God had, in God's eyes, there are no big eyes and little U's. We are all equal in the eyes of God. He died for each and every one of us individually, but collectively He died for all of us tonight. And you know, sometimes the animals will even attack each other. There's no place in God's sheepfold for us to be attacking each other. We need to work to get others in before it's too late. He said, in order to be in the sheepfold, that you have to believe. One of the writers said it like this, that it implies complete and continued obedience. I wish some of our Baptist folks would hear that. To be in the sheepfold, that you have to have complete and continued obedience. He didn't just require it when I got saved, but He requires it all the time. God doesn't want somebody that's half in and half out. He wants somebody that's there day in and day out. And this is not a short-term place to be, but this is a long-term. Because some folks act like church, and I just preach my heart tonight, Brother Jim. Some folks act like the sheepfold's only a place to be when you're in trouble or you're in need or when great things happen in your life. Folks, let me tell you, I'm glad I'm here when things are good, aren't you? I'm glad I'm in the sheepfold when the sun is shining and the stars are shining. I'm glad I'm in the sheepfold when I'm on smooth sailing. People say, well, when does smooth sailing ever come? I think sometimes we expect too much out of life. God gives us a good life. We're all going to have hiccups along the way. But I'm glad that I'm there when the sailing is good. But I'm also thankful that I'm there when I'm in need, because I know that the shepherd is able to take care of every need that I have today. And He's able to take care of your needs as well. He says that we need to have complete and continued obedience. And He said also to be in the sheepfold that we have to hear His voice. Because He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. We've got too many folks that are trying to listen to God and trying to listen to the devil at the same time. You're either in the sheepfold or you're out of it. There's no halfway. You're either in or you're out. You either listen to what God has to say and you'll obey His voice, or else you're none of His. He said that they said unto Him, will you tell us, are you He the Christ or not? Just plainly tell us. He said in that 25th verse, I told you and you believed not. I don't know a lot about the Bible. I know just a little bit about how God works. For somebody to tell you that they understand all of the Word of God, folks, I'd mark them and stay away from them. I don't understand. I can't even explain the fullness of salvation. All I know is I believed and He saved me. Other than that, I can't tell you what all happened, Sister Della. I don't know a whole lot about heaven. People say, well, you're a preacher and a pastor. You ought to know a lot about heaven. If you remember what John the Revelator said, and also to Daniel, God told him, He said, stop writing. Put the book down. That's enough. Don't write anymore. Folks, He just gave us a glimpse of it to see what's there. And the rest, we have to walk by faith, believing that He is going to take care of His sheepfold today. I like what He said in Hebrews, that we have to believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those that love Him. Do you love Him tonight? He's my shepherd. I love Him because He takes care of me. He says that they have to hear His voice. And probably one of the hardest things for us to do, even as being part of the sheepfold, is to follow Christ. Not just part of the time, but Sister Sharon, we have to follow Christ all the time. We've all watched those Western movies. Maybe these young kids haven't. But no matter how big of a cattle drive they was on, along the way, there'd always be some of them stubborn cattle that would wander off, and they'd have to ride up and take and leave the rest of the herd and run off and try to gather that one in and bring it back in so that nothing would happen to it, and so that they wouldn't lose one. Sometimes I think that's the way us as Baptists are. We're walking with the Lord, Brother Bill, and we're going along, and then every once in a while we just decide to go our own way. Has anybody ever decided to just go your own way? Be honest, you're in church. And you know what we find is that when we wander and try to go off our own way, folks, all we do is get into trouble, and then we start crying out for God to come and help us. Whereas if we would just follow Him, we'd never got into that trouble. Jesus said that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. He also tells us in His Word that when we are in the sheepfold, if we'll stay close to Him, we will have near as many problems as what those who stray away do. Can I put this in? People say, well, being a Christian is hard. It's only hard because we have a desire not to follow Christ. That's the only time it's hard, is when we go within ourselves, or we get our feelings hurt, or we just take the stubs. And that's short for stubborn. We just take the stubs and we decide we're not going to do it anymore. There's been times that we've all stepped outside from following Christ, our shepherd. And folks, we've got scars to show what it cost us. People say, well, do you have physical scars? No, but I remember every time, don't you? I remember when I got out there and the enemy got a hold of me. And folks, he tried to tear us to shreds. But thank God at the hour when we thought we was going down, here come the Master. Here come the Shepherd. And He's right on time. Right on time. I like what Kenny said the other service. He said, I don't know if He's right on time, but He's in time. He always knows where His sheep are at. Can I put this in and I'll move on and close? He knows where we're at even when we don't know where we're at. Because there's been places I've been and I had no idea, Sister Ruby, where I was at. But God knew where I was at. God does not lose sight of His sheep. If He did, listen to this. If He did, He couldn't say unto them that I give unto them eternal life. Because if one got outside and got lost, it would break the Scripture. And the Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one tittle of this word shall pass away. This word is true. I don't care if mom and dad don't like it and granny and grandpa don't like it. The word of God is true. It'll make you move up or move out. Can I put this in and I'll move on? There used to be churches where people, when church was going on, people was in the sheepfold and they was excited to be in the sheepfold and they began to praise the Lord and God sent the Holy Ghost and the next thing you know, conviction broke out and sinners could not sit in the house of the Lord. People say, well, what's changed? It's because we don't have a lot of followers of Christ. We got too many church members and not enough that's in the sheepfold. Then you say, it's time to hush, Roger. The Bible teaches us that He said that the Father is greater than I. I want to give you some confidence tonight in your security. That there is not a devil that is strong enough to pull you out of the Father's hand. In fact, I'll step down. There's not one that is strong enough to pull you out of Christ's hand. And He said, just to give you another affirmation, if it were possible for Him to pull Him out of my hand, He said, my Father is greater than I am. But then the last verse I read, He said, I and the Father are one. People say, well, I'm confused. Which one's got me? They all have us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We're in their hand. And they will protect those that are in the sheepfold. It ought to make us rejoice knowing that we are forever sealed, forever protected, forever secure in the sheepfold of God. That there's nothing we can do. Let me put this in and I'll close. When I went down to North Carolina and I went to that church and I went there on Thursday nights because their midweek service was on Thursday nights. And I was there and I was talking to their pastor one night and he asked me what kind of church I belong to. And I said, I belong to a Baptist church. He said, oh, that's one of those ones that believes in eternal security of your soul, ain't it? I said, yes, it is. And, you know, people have problems with that. If I could lose it and have to get re-saved, Christ would have to die on the cross again. But the Bible says He died once. Once. For your sins and mine. And folks, He is strong enough to keep us in the palm of His hands. And if we get outside, He knows where we're at. And He's able to bring us back in. People say, well, I didn't think you could get out once you got saved. Folks, we've all been out of the fellowship of God. Is there a one that's been saved for any time that's not gotten out of fellowship with the Lord? And it's because we still have a human mind. It's carnal. We think that we can. How many of you growing up, and now I'm trying to find a hush of place, but how many of you growing up thought that you knew more than mom and dad? You thought you knew more about what you wanted out of life and what life had to offer you than what they told you about. Sometimes in the spiritual realm, you and I think that we're bigger than God. People say, I wouldn't say that. Adam and Eve said it. And they are our forefathers, are they not? They was in the sheepfold. But the Bible says because they ate of the forbidden fruit, that God cast them out of the garden. They was cast out, but yet God knew exactly where they was at. You remember when he come calling in the cool of the day? He called and they didn't answer. And he asked them, why did they hide themselves? And this is Baptist folks right here. Adam said, the woman who you gave me to eat. First thing he did is said, he blamed it on the woman, then he blamed it on God. The woman that you gave me. Folks, nobody is responsible for what we do or don't do except for the next time you stand in front of a mirror, that one you see right there. And no man, no devil, no angel, no world, no principalities in this world, nothing is able to take us out of the sheepfold that God has placed us in. If I could put it like this, he said he put us in that sheepfold and he sealed us up till the day of redemption. You know what he did? He put a fence around about us that the devil can't get through. And I'm glad I'm in the sheepfold. Aren't you glad that you're in it tonight? And we've got some folks I'd love to see come in through that gate. Because I believe the sheep rejoice when another one is brought in. Or we ought to rejoice when another one is brought in and placed. Because that's another one that the devil cannot get. Folks, you think about this, and then I'm going to close while Robin Sharon gives us a song. Many of our people are outside of this security. They're outside of the sheepfold. And when I think about what the devil can do to them, it scares me. It ought to scare us as parents. It ought to scare us as grandparents. It ought to scare us as friends of what the devil can do to our people that are outside of the sheepfold. Because he can tear them up. He can destroy them. Take a life and wreck it. We heard just the other day here at church, request for prayer for a young man that killed himself by an overdose of drugs. People say, why does people do that? It's because the way the devil gets in and works on their minds and their lives. Letting them think that there's no life that's worth the living unless you have drugs to get you through it. Let me tell you, I'm high tonight, but it's not on this world's drugs. Some of you look at me strange when I say that. I'm high on what Jesus Christ has done and is going to do for me and for you and for our families. I got the same look then as I did several years ago when I was preaching down at New Haven in a message. And I told them, people worry about drinking, that they can't give up drinking. And I said it like this. I said, you don't have to stop drinking. And people looked at me, their eyes got real big. I said, but let me tell you the rest of it. Because God will change your source. He'll change where you're drinking from. Tonight, I'm glad I'm in this sheepfold because I'm as secure as can be. I can lay down at night, although there be a storm on the outside. I can lay down and go to sleep because I know that my master is watching over it. I can rest when my family's away from me and when the church is away from us because I know that, folks, as much as I try to keep an eye on y'all and watch out for you, I know that there's a God that's bigger than I am that knows every one of you. He knows where you live. He knows what you're going through. He knows even your thoughts before you say them. He knows the sincere desires of your heart. And although my heart pleads and sometimes it's broken and sometimes it's joy, folks, God loves you more than I do. And he wants you to be in this sheepfold. If you're not in it tonight, we want you to get in. Or maybe you're in it, but you're not following the voice of God. Folks, it'll cost you heartaches. It'll cost you pain. cost you suffering not to follow the Christ that we serve. I don't understand why we do it, but we've all done it. But folks, let me tell you, for the rest of my days, I'm going to try my best. As much of life within me. And God knows I fail Him often. But I'm going to try my best to stay as close to Him as I can. Because you know why? The closer I get to Him, the more secure I feel. And I feel that presence. And folks, it's just like when I was little. As long as I held Dad or Mom's hand, I wasn't afraid of anything. But when I got out in the world all by myself, there was some fear that came. I'm glad I've got Christ holding to my hand. And He's holding to yours if you know Him as your Lord and Savior. Would you stand while they sing a verse? Just one verse, Brother Rob, and of course. Tonight, are you in the sheepfold? If you're not, you ought to get there. By asking the Lord, if you'll believe upon Him and follow Him, He'll place you in this marvelous place. Or maybe you're in, but you've walked us off. You're out there walking by yourself instead of following Christ. Why don't you come back? Ask the Lord to forgive you and to restore you back into fellowship. Yes. I'm in the sheepfold. Are you? God bless you tonight. I pray that you got something from the message that will help you. That we do not know what's going to happen. And even within the next 5 minutes, we don't know. You and I could have a terrible phone call before we even get home. Somebody in our family might get a phone call about us. I shared with you, I think it was last Wednesday night, I was listening to a song on the way to church. And that song said, "When I'm standing on the good side of goodbye." And I had to think about it for a little bit. But when my last mile's traveled, I'll be on the good side of goodbye. Because I'll be saying goodbye here, but I'll be saying good morning up there. Amen. God bless you tonight. I'm glad I'm in the sheepfold, headed to heaven when this life comes to an end. But I don't want you to think I'm waiting until I get there to enjoy where I'm at. I enjoy it this day. Amen. This day. God bless you. Remember all the announcements. Remember the picnic on Saturday morning starting at 11 o'clock. Remember the ordination service Saturday night at 6:30. Remember our Sunday morning service, Sunday morning Sunday school. And Sarah's leaving after church Sunday morning. After Sunday school Sunday morning, I should say. And we need to be much in prayer for her. And remember, if you need a roofing job done, she's the one. All right. And then also remember Vanessa, because she's leaving for China on Tuesday. So God bless you. Enjoy the rest of this. Wasn't today just a picture-perfect day? A beautiful day. And Kenny, I'll share this, then I'll close tonight. I seen a sign a couple weeks ago, and the sign said a perfect day is when the sun is shining and the wind's blowing, breeze is blowing, and the lawnmower won't start. That's the perfect day. His started today. He mowed today. Bless you.